Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But you're next on post-show recap.
That's right. The We Got Y'all crew is right back at it. Like, wait, no. We're just right back at it. The tour is over.
Like that. Yeah, that's it. It's a wrap. Call it.
With even more of that content you love, I'm your host, Mari Ford, and we are back discussing episode 6 of season 2 of HBO's hit show, Rap Shit. And of course, I'm joined by somebody who will... I can't be rude. I was about to make a fire joke. It's fine.
Oh, dang. Was it fire or fire? You're going to make a fire joke. Okay.
Yes, a fire joke.
Yeah.
Somebody who runs the block with me. Chappelle, how are you?
I'm good, man. Running the block. Bro, I'm so excited to talk about this with you.
This episode.
Bro, Chastity missing a tooth. I just want everybody to just notice that.
Why did they do that? They didn't have to. Poor Jonica. Shout out to Jonica Booth. She is on it, man.
Acting down, man.
Why would you change something so drastic?
Why did she need her tooth knocked out? Dear God.
Like a back one? I don't know.
Yeah, like a side tooth. You know, people be listening to the side tooth, but the not the middle, like right here.
Oh, and you know she ain't got the money to go get an implant.
She don't. She gotta get the bag to fix her teeth like Cardi B, you know, yeah. That's the whole thing. Man. Mari, this show has been good. We've taken some twists, some turns, and now we are rock bottom, it seems. And so, yeah, very excited to be here with you to talk about this episode and to try to figure out where we're about to go to next, because now I am very confused.
Again, a fitting name for a fitting episode, episode 6, U-Turn. Mm-hmm. And I think that is very apt because this episode like got my blood pressure up, but in a way about like, damn, like they had it all. You had it all. Like, I cannot imagine. Oh my God. But before we get into the complete 180, yeah, because people be saying that wrong.
360, 180, yeah. We was facing this way, and now we facing that way.
Yeah. Let's do some housekeeping. Remember that you could be listening to this, all of our Rap Shit coverage so far, our kickoff show, the other Black Girl, the Changeling, over on the Connect. You can go to postshowrecaps.com/connect to get access to everything that we've done, our whole entire podcast library. You can also follow the Connect on Apple and Spotify, the Connect on Post Show Recaps, PSR Connect, whichever one comes up. It's whatever. Like, Look for us. We're there. We're also over on the Post Show Recaps YouTube page. So you just go to youtube.com/postshowrecaps and you can find our playlist that has all of our different playlists from, again, The Changeling, The Other Black Girl, Rap Shit. We're all there. So definitely go check that out if you haven't. Please leave comments, rate, review, subscribe. Like, we, you know, we need to bump it up so people can know where to find us, and that helps. So leave your comments, you know, all that good stuff. Anything else, Chappelle?
Yeah, I'm about to go start going door to door and just start dropping the podcast link off on people's doorsteps, because we've gotten a lot of feedback about different podcasts we've done in the past. Atlanta, Insecure, people were chiming in. We got weekly updates, but y'all act like y'all ain't watching Rap Shit. So if you are, yeah, I'm gonna come find you. I'm gonna go drop this on your timeline. So if you start seeing mysterious accounts being like, "Hey, go listen to this Connect podcast," it's me. It is me. I'm doing it. But yeah, we do appreciate everyone who is listening. Even if you're just a silent listener, you know, you're not really giving us any, you know, any feedback, but we appreciate you being here with us in the Connect, because any kind of support, you know, we're very happy to take it. Because like Shauna and Mia, we are ready to break into whatever the next level is, and that is. And for some support from you all. So keep the support coming, and we should be able to bring you more content in the future, because I'm still trying to figure out what we're going to do next. We're on the downside of this entire season, right? Like, we're almost done.
We got two more episodes after this, so y'all gonna miss us when we gone. So y'all gonna put in some suggestions, you know. We're gonna talk about what we want.
Exactly. Yeah, you're gonna have to get over it.
Exactly. So let's just go into a quick break, and then we'll be back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Man, oh man, oh man. Started from the bottom. Now we here at the top, but then now we back at the bottom. Like, this was a sad episode, dog. I was like, no.
Yeah, it's the Illuminati, Mari. It is. Yeah. We see, you know, Bricks died, baptism by fire, and now you can't spell Illuminati without lit. You said it last podcast. It's cursed. It's cursed. Shout out to Kid Fury, but this is cursed, and he did it. And so now... Mm-hmm. We got to see these women struggle again, and they are back at square one. I'm talking about Shauna, homeless, living off the kindness of strangers, and Mia back to kicking it with her mama in the club. Here we are.
Yeah. But like you eloquently pointed out, we always start with some social media, and we start with the podcast bros.
our people. Y'all,
we gave y'all mics.
We are them. They are us. I'm sorry. Look, y'all. We hard on the podcast, bro. We too. Be on your podcasting. I cannot be a hypocrite. Hey, look, Mari, this is one of those things where
we do like, not. Dang. There was three dudes. They had their mics on their living room coffee table. They on couches. I cannot.
What we do and what they do ain't the same, y'all. I promise it ain't. It ain't. If you are one of those podcast bros, if you sitting around with your homies every week, sitting on the couch, passing the mic around, that's cool. That's do you. You know what I'm saying? But dang, y'all, I be giving us a bad rap sometimes. Man, I talk to this girl. She's like, "Oh, so you got a podcast?" I was like, she pictured me with a turtleneck and a gold chain. I was like, "Bro, this is over before it starts, man." It's like, "No, that's my job. I don't have a podcast per se." Like, "Oh, so you ain't an owner? You a worker?" Like, "Oh my god, why are we in the hell in the trenches?
In the trenches and
free us."
Yes, radio producer lady, come free
yes,
us.
Christina Prince. Christina Prince, please holler at us, please. Ethan, damn.
Somebody. So the podcast bros, they're here, they're talking about AK. Like, we get, if you forgot, last episode ended with AK on fire. Lord AK is on fire. The passport bros think it's all Illuminati stunt, but they also told him he should walk it off. Like they said, you ain't burned that badly.
Bro, Tupac got shot and then recorded, hit him up the next day. You know,
they're not built like that no more.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're not built like that no more.
Mike got burnt more. That was just so unreal. Like, I was like, this would be some stuff that they would say, you know.
Oh, these conversations are definitely happening on Twitter right now. But you know, like, someone dies, it's always Illuminati. When anything happens with a new rapper, it's already been done, it was better. They ain't got nothing to do, like ain't got nothing on such and such as death. More of the same.
Yeah, but this is confirmation. The tour is over. It's done. We get that from the passport bros on their couch. And next thing you know, we're at Shauna. We're seeing Shauna and Mia. They are back in Miami. Shauna is in Mia's house. It's not good. It's not good. Melissa's back with Mia, though, you know. Yay. Yeah. But it's clearly dire straits. Over for Duke, Chastity, aka Duke, her hoes are nervous. And again, we support sex workers.
We do.
We just say hoes because we don't know.
We don't know their names. Yeah, we know Deja kinda, but she might be the biggest hoe.
Yep. So they're sitting there, they're waiting. They're kind of fighting amongst themselves, blaming Deja. What we find out is Duke is picking up one of them from jail.
Yeah.
And so Duke was like, "Why was she in jail?" And Deja says they were over at a hotel, the girl was acting crazy, and then Duke was like, "Well, you were supposed to pay the person." And it just goes to show you, like, we've been getting hints throughout the season that Deja has kind of been trying to take the Duke's place, but clearly she just does not know what Chastity knows. You know, there's a reason that Chastity seems good at being a pimp. Passable. Yeah. But they're like, Duke is raising her voice in this conversation, but basically she's like, "All right, well, we gotta lay low now, because when a hoe goes to jail, they can't just go back out on where they were, you know, like you gotta get that heat off of you." So she says, "Okay, well, y'all just go to Biscayne, we'll work Biscayne," and they all get quiet, and she's like, "What?" And they're like, "They got pushed off of Biscayne." Did you get the dude's name that they said pushed him off?
The rival pimp.
Yeah.
The D or something. I think I have his name or somewhere, but it'll come to me. It'll come to me. Yeah. But the rival pimp has run them off the streets. You know, I think with Deja, she doesn't really talk about it much, but can we just really focus on the fact that, like, she don't know the duties of a pimp? You know, I think she just kind of is like managing the women, with that's not really the whole, like, that's not the end of it all.
Yeah,
there's a lot of other things that go into pimping, and I think she just misses it. You know, she missed the mark.
Yeah, and it goes to show you that Chastity, again, like, kind of knows what she's doing in that area. And it's not just, like, pimping ain't easy. Like, we've been
saying.
And Deja thought it was, but she messed up in it, and she found out it's not. So, yeah.
It's very telling, too, that the hoes, they thought Chastity was going to come in and beat their ass. They were like, is she going to hit us? Is she going to slap us? Because, again, so there's no such thing as an ethical pimp. It doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did say she'd never done it before.
Right, but they were afraid that it could happen. It was inside the realm of possibility. You should not be working somewhere where, unless you are a boxer or MMA fighter, your boss could just turn around and, like, even then, your boss could not just be able to just wail off on you whenever you get, you know, whenever they get upset. But pimps be out here handling all the matters for the hoes. It's their job is to do sex and to report back with finances. That's all. The pimp is supposed to make sure that they do not get arrested. Right. They would not have gotten arrested had Deja done what she was supposed to do and paid off the hotel person. The manager of the hotel is supposed to turn a blind eye to this. Pimping is not just go have sex and then bring me money. Because why would they need you at that point? Honestly, if you were being pimped, then think about that. Why do you need the pimp? You know, if you need the pimp, then maybe, can you be your own pimp? Think about that. Anyway, but yeah, there's a reason why they need the pimp. You're not doing the pimp duties, thus you have to be demoted. And Deja, you were never in this position. I think Chastity's explicitly told you not to do this.
Not to do this.
Yeah, if anybody got slapped, I'm not saying I would turn a blind eye at Deja getting slapped, but I would have understood the concept.
Yeah, because clearly they're like, between the hoes and Deja, they aren't feeling Deja's actions, really. So, I think they, too, would have been okay with... That is so bad.
Look, we don't condone it. I'm just saying that if that was the next course of action, I would have felt like, per the pimp/hoe agreement/guidelines that they had signed up for, I think that she would have been well within the contract that they had signed up for. Now, do not support said contract, but I think that I would have to been like, well, play stupid games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so logistics, that's what Chastity could be for Shauna and Mia. Honestly, she's really good at that part.
Yeah.
Logistics.
Managing. Pimping.
Well, see, I've watched how many seasons of Entourage was it? And I still don't know the difference between a manager, an agent.
And a pimp.
And an entourage.
I know. Shauna and Mia need help, and I think Chastity is good at those portions of the help.
Yeah.
I think that the things that she's weak at, she really needs to figure out a way to overcome those things, or they're going to be in the same position for a very long time.
Agreed. So, speaking of Shauna and Mia, they're over at Mia's house watching Lowdown Dirty Shame, which is very apt because I think that just celebrated an anniversary. Great movie.
Something we might need to cover here on the Connect on Post Recap. Just saying. Put on the list.
Exactly. Yeah, put it on the list. And this is where we found out they had their meeting with the Def Jam executive. It sounded like it was a different meeting than just like the meeting at Billboard. Did that seem different? Did it seem different to you, Chappelle?
I actually didn't pick up on that. I knew that they had the meeting, but they said they hadn't heard anything from Def Jam since they talked to him. And so I didn't know if they meant like since they talked to them at that party when, you know, AK got burnt up, or if they meant they had another additional meeting. But regardless, it doesn't seem to have led to anything.
That's true. Because, yeah, they were waiting for Francois to hear back, and Francois said he hasn't heard back. And they just said everything like on pause since what happened to AK, which is like, I'm not surprised. And so Shauna is talking about how she feels guilty. She feels like she could have stopped him. So it's kind of like, so here I felt like they were getting at that he did it on purpose.
Yeah, but how would they know? You know, it's not like they've talked to AK. So true. I just don't know if she thought like maybe if she was more attentive, she could have maybe stopped him from falling in the fire. Who knows? Honestly, no, but seriously, I really thought that it might be self-inflicted. When I asked you at the last episode, I wasn't sure. And it doesn't look like Shauna's sure that it wasn't either. I mean, based off their conversations, it was very much a cry for help.
Yeah, exactly. So we still, we don't know that right now. We just know that he, that Shauna does feel some sort of guilt for being there right before it happened. What's her name? Alicia and Nelly are on their way.
Yeah.
Mia's friends.
In my notes, I just call them the city girls.
The town girls. They on their way. Sean's like, oh no, because we know they don't get along. But I mean, on the flip side, Lamont is he's like knee deep in some other girl.
Yeah,
good for him.
Cream of wheat. Good for him. Love
great
yourself
for him. Yes, and she is. They are doing it, and then she's feeding him quinoa burgers afterwards, which is hilarious. She is giving off like a vegan hippie black girl vibes, which is really really cute. Well, she looked familiar, but I didn't look the actress up.
No, I couldn't tell you where she was from, but she is the woman from the playground, right? The one who Melissa
was that her?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that's the lady from the playground.
And what I say. And what you I said say. She, and you were like, no.
Oh, wait, hold on, pause. I did not say they weren't doing stuff. I just said that she don't know Mia like that. That she don't owe Mia nothing, all I'm saying. But that definitely the person that she should be, that Mia should be concerned about. But again, Mia, you don't want Lamont, no way. Leave him alone. Ain't nothing to see here. Mind your business.
I did not put that together that was the girl from the playground.
Oh, that's her. So that's the girl from the playground. That's Melissa's. Because remember, we were trying to figure out if that was the other baby mama. And what is that it's actually just the homegirl from the playground who does have a daughter. But, you know, in those moments on that episode, I think she, like, it wasn't clear that they were messing around. It was like it was very heavily hinted at that maybe he having a play date with this woman because they might be doing something. But here we get confirmation of that, and she is concerned that Mia might be a crazy baby mama, and she's like, you know, baby mamas be wild behind their baby daddies, so I'm just trying to figure out if we good. And I'm not even sure if they are. Like, I've seen Mia,
and
she ain't never been crazy about Lamont before, but she definitely hit Lamont with the, why she over there with her, she ain't got no daddy, you know, like, why they hanging out with you, like, why are you so jealous, what you mad about? So I can foresee maybe Mia turning on the crazy baby mama switch at some point.
Yeah. I mean, I think no matter what, she will probably feel some type of way at first, but she'll realize. And I think it'll mostly be like, because of, you know, as we'll see, everything kind of being taken away from her. But I mean, I don't think she's like, I'd be surprised if she's like trying to come back for Lamont, but We'll see.
She's gonna get her feelings hurt. This is what you get again. You was out here ducking dudes like Lil' Kim, and you done pissed them all off. You know, we at least know that Cash and Lamont are not good with her. We hear nothing about Courtney Luke in this episode, unless I'm mistaken. Yeah. And so the last time we saw him and Cash and her together, they were about to fight. So we want to talk about a fall from grace. She went from having three hoes to no hoes.
Yeah, exactly. And we get that confirmation because we're back at the girls' sleepover and Mia is telling her girls, and Shauna's still there right there right now, and they're like, the tour is over. And Alicia is just making all sorts of just jokes about Lord AK and
the jokes write themselves, Mari. How can I blame this lady for saying that? They were right there.
So bad. Black people, we are so unserious. But we do find out that AK ain't dead here. He's not dead.
He ain't dead. He ain't dead, which kind of makes the jokes a little bit better. It's like, okay, at least we're not laughing at somebody's grave.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know how close Shauna is to the situation. And Shauna is having a panic attack at the very notion of just keep mentioning this. And, you know, like, I'm pretty sure she smelled his flesh. You know, that's something that you don't get out of your memory very quickly. As someone who has smelled burnt flesh before, it's like, is that bacon? Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been branded several times. You know, I've been around, been there, done that. But it ain't great. It ain't something you forget very quickly, you know? So I'm like, dog, if that's playing in her head, the image of him on fire, knowing all the horrible things and thoughts that he was having as far as, like, you know, like his thoughts about the industry and all this other stuff, and knowing that she was seconds away from potentially stopping it from happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She does not take it well at all.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she's clearly suffering from PTSD here. And we see it because as she's like staring into the mirror, she's hearing, they're playing like the audio from it. And it's like the screams and the crackling. And it's just like, oh, poor thing. Poor thing. Mia does say that her and Cash are done. Like you said, the friends are kind of mad that it's done with Cash, but they're like, that's your first rapper. It's okay. You'll get another one. And so she tells them about Courtney Luke. They don't even know who Courtney Luke is, which is kind of hilarious to me.
He's not on the baller radar. He's not. Okay, let's look him up. Okay, he passed a 7-figure test, so that's cool. Mm-hmm. He's still a baller, but you know, he ain't got the status that Cash had, you know. And so mm-hmm. the city girls, they're like, all right, well, I guess this'll do, you know.
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
fine. You know,
and then she tells him like they did it and stuff like that. But then she says she hasn't heard from him either, which is really interesting.
Some dudes don't like drama.
Do we have any notion of like how much time has passed here?
It couldn't have been that long. It could not have been that long. Like, because the moment AK gets set on fire, the tour is over. Yeah. You're going back home. That's the end of it. There's no. Like, we're not renewing the hotel for another day. There's no reason to stay in LA. You're going home. So if anything, this is within like the next 40 week.
Hours.
Exactly. Yeah, this has not been that long.
Even like Mia's mom dropping Melissa off too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like she just dropped her back off from, she just touched down type thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, this has been a day or so and they've heard nothing. But again, Courtney Luke has been dragged into some hood drama too now. You know, he about to fight Cash over a girl that he not even technically dating. He's like, all right, well, ooh, you know.
What if this started messy, like a rap beef? This could be like.
Is Courtney Luke a rapper? We talked about this. Did he give him like R&B vibes?
R&B vibes.
Yeah, like, at best, like he could Six still Flags.
If we've learned anything from the Nelly and Chingy recent
rappers, of their beef. But they was at least some rappers, you know. It's more like Chris Brown versus Frank Ocean, you know, or you know, which is the beef. It was R&B, but I don't R&B. Like R&B. Yeah, R&B is not my favorite type of R&B.
Well, I mean, that'd be kind of cool. Like, cause like Mia would be like hip hop, you know, what was the hip hop Helen of Troy, the girl
who came
like Daisy and Nas, that book.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, no.
When all see, those that's what I'm
saying. Mia, the clout right there. Right.
The it's clout right there. There. Yes.
Her friend's trying to hype her up. She's not really to take that lunge yet. She got to get all the way in the game. She got to go find Courtney Luke.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so she hasn't heard from him, and then apparently she hasn't reached out to him, and her friends, the city girls, are like encouraging her to reach out to him, you know. Meanwhile, Duke rolls up on the block that used to be hers, apparently, strapped, like she has a gun. So I'm trying to figure out what she's going to do. So she's just like blasting into these motel rooms. Not should I say she's busting in there with the gun. She's not actually blasting. But it's a very funny montage because at first she breaks into this room. This girl is going down on this dude. She's like, stop sucking dick right now. You take one more slurp. I was like, what?
It reminds me of Set It Off when they pull up on Lester and Queen Latifah was like, Lester, hop out the pussy.
It was just so ridiculous. And so she's like busting everything up. She goes into the second room. Oh, y'all having an orgy. It's just like the commentary. It's like, why are you doing this full commentary? She's like, yeah, y'all get out now, get out now. And in the third room, this black lady is pegging this white dude. Was she eating down. A burger at the same time?
She was munching and pegging at the same damn time.
And she's like, I told you to the guy. She's like, I don't do role play unless I'm on my period or something like that. And because I think she thought
this was part of the plan. Yeah.
And he's just like, what did Duke say? She said, she said something so funny. She's like, she said something about the strap. She's like, get out the strap and go. Like, oh my god, I was dying. I was like, this should not be this funny at this such a serious moment of like Duke doing like hardcore pimp things, but like trying to take back her block and stuff. And so she just goes in there, she scares like all the clientele and all the hoes away, and she's like firing into the sky, and she says, tell old dude that, you know, the block is hers now, or is no longer his, or whatever. So Shauna decided to leave the sleepover with City Girls and Mia, which honestly I get it, because like we said, she was triggered. I didn't know where she was going. I should have known. She pulled up to Maurice's house, and I was like, girl, stand up.
No, she gotta stay close to this man. She can't let him go. It looks so simpy, because it looks like Shauna is not doing it for, like, let me keep you closer to me because I'm watching you, right? For Shauna, it does feel like, Maurice, I need to check on you. Why are you not talking to me? Why are you not being nice to me right now? I miss you. Like, Shauna, come on, man. That dude clearly, either he ain't feeling you or something else going on, because the way he handling you, you should not want to be up under him right now. But exactly. She does. Yeah. And he starts off kind of cold toward her, but she starts cleaning up and trying to be there for him and supporting him. And it's clear that they have feelings for each other, like genuine feelings. But if I'm her, I'm thinking, but what the hell has been going on these last couple weeks? Because you've been acting weird as hell behind this damn case. You know, what's up? But, you know, they don't really get to have that conversation. At least we don't see it.
Yeah, yeah. They just kind of like hug all weird and slow. And she asked to stay with him or whatever.
Because she's homeless. Hobosexual. Yeah. The woman out here couch hopping.
Yep. So it's just like, it was weird. But I get it. I guess. I don't know.
It's just, I mean, you're homeless. You do what you got to do.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mia spends some time with Melissa, which it was such a cute scene, but I get it. Like, you play with the kids, you play with the kids, and they just keep wanting you to play. And you like, I cannot.
I like that they were playing restaurant, because I have a little cousin when she was a little younger than Melissa. She used to do restaurant, and but the restaurant did not sound like a restaurant at all. Like, here Melissa is like, all you get is bacon and eggs. That's it. And my little cousin was the same way. She would be like, I brought you your gruel. Ma'am, no one ordered gruel at a restaurant. Are you okay? What have you been watching? Why do you know what gruel is at 5 years old? Kids be on this stuff. It makes me laugh, though. They were making TikToks and everything. It was cool watching them play.
Yeah, it was cute. But, you know, Mia ends up like, I need to go to happy hour. She calls her mom and says she needs to go to happy hour, which is interesting, because I'm like wondering if they put the scene in here because it's like, again, Mia's back here. You know what I'm saying? When a few seconds ago, she was just out in LA, you know what I'm saying? Living that baller lifestyle. So it's like a contrast. And I don't think it's like a negative contrast, because she's a mother, and she seems to like being a mother and stuff like that. But it's a totally different life. And it's, you know, and it's just like, I don't know. I definitely like the scene, but I was trying to figure out if they were trying to be like, you know, She was exhausted after that, and she's like, oh God, I need to get away from her type thing, you know?
Yeah, I think that they include that, of course, because, you know, parenting, like, you know, it's hard and it's tiring, and sometimes you want to have your own life. And she has been living her own life, almost, I won't say not as a parent, but very much not as active as she used to be. Now she's back into the same old stuff. You know, we get the scene at the Freaky Friday with her mama, where it's very clear that she's realizing, oh, I'm back in the ghetto. And not like in the ghetto, like in the hood, but like, all the glitz and glamour that I thought I was going to have is gone. And her mom is the one to tell her, you got to put things in perspective. You have had a lot of experiences that many people do not have. And so for you to be sitting around whining about how sad your life is because you got to go to LA, you got to be on tour, you got to meet all these famous people, and now you can't do it no more. It's like, yeah, well, you looking down on the rest of us, because some of us, this is just our lives. And so be blessed that you got to experience that. But also, know that is not what defines you, you know? And so her mom gives her some wisdom that I don't even think she was ready for.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and it's just so weird, because it's like, you want her to make it. Like, that's the whole thing. This is the whole show. It's like, we're technically rooting for them to make it. But it seems like she's like Mia herself feels more drawn to the lifestyle than the actual like artistry or the music or anything like that. So she's mourning the lifestyle right now. And it's just kind of like, but girl, if anything, you should learn that that's fleeting. Even if you do hit it big, you know, if you do get on, like that could be gone like that in an instance anyway. So I agree. Like a lot of wisdom from her mom. It kind of felt weird because it's like, girl, settle. But then it was also kind of like, I don't know. It was weird. Yeah. You know?
Well, she told her to make the best of her situation. And I think that it's something there's a difference between settling for what you have or also saying, like, okay, this is what I have right now, but I can still enjoy myself in this space while I try to have other stuff. And like it came from her mama on the back of her mama, like trying to find a baller, and it was a dude with fake shoes. So Mia really was like,
not even a baller though. Like
she just needed somebody to buy the drinks. Okay, she's like, look, I know you used to cash fly you out, and Courtney Luke about to fight over after y'all had sex in the bathroom with all the Hollywood big. Like fine, but I just don't feel like paying for these drinks. So if you could just shut up, so I could get my free drinks, it'd be nice.
Exactly. Let's take a quick break so we can dive into like the rest of this. Woo, it gets dark.
All right.
Okay, so we hop back over to Duke. Duke gets a message from her host. And they're like, yo, you need it, you know, can you come up to the room real quick? Duke comes up and oh my god. Like there are several men with guns pointed at her hose, pointed like a gun straight to Deja's head. And then as soon as she comes in, she gets hit. And it's just like, oh no. And they start beating the crap out of Duke, these guys. And you just hear the punches, the hose is screaming. They're like, shut up, or I'm gonna pop the hose. It was just, I couldn't do it.
It's bad. It's bad. Occupational hazard of being a pimp, biting other pimps. You cannot run up into somebody's motel with guns and threaten their hoes because they have to protect their hoes just like you have to protect yours. And so if it comes down to it, you might get your ass beat or worse. And so here, Chastity, this scene sucks. Like I hated hearing this. I hated seeing it. I hated all of it. But she get her ass whooped and it gets threatened to never try that again. Like if you try that again, we will kill you. And so now, not only did she lost the block, but he kind of defanged her in a way to where, you know, your pimp is supposed to be able to protect you. Well, if your pimp can't protect you from the rival pimp, are they even much of a pimp? You know, you really kind of need to make sure that your pimp is the cock of the roost, I guess. You know, he needs to be in charge of whatever is happening here. And your pimp is like basically like a junior pimp now. They got sunned. This is bad. I'm sorry. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, dang, Mari, we see in the next scene, she ain't got no teeth. She knocked that girl teeth out. Her damn tooth is gone. At least one.
Yeah. It's really bad. Like, it really is like, again, you go back to what, episode 3, where Duke was like, there has to be more to life than pimping. And you just realize, like, she doesn't want this, but like, there's nothing else for her to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we saw it kind of slipping away in last week's episode when she couldn't make the connections that Francois was making. You know what I'm saying? So for her to come home and then kind of like fail at this, which is supposed to be the thing that she's good at, that had to have taken a big hit to her ego. On top of like, again, is that her? That's her uncle, right? Is it her uncle is the pimp?
Yeah, her uncle taught her, but that's not the rival pimp. The rival pimp is the one who beat her up.
No. But when she's at it's the uncle's house that she goes back to.
Yeah,
right?
she ends up going back to her uncle's house. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was the one who was supposed to watch. That's true. That's where she stays. And he was the one who was supposed to watch them while she was gone.
But Deja took over and here we are.
Yeah. And Chastity is like beat up, bruised, missing the tooth. I was like, y'all didn't have to do that.
It's bad. And then
the uncle's like, well, you know, we gotta do it. He cocked the gun. He's like, we gonna kill him. She's like, we gonna kill him? He's like, I've been killing people since
you. He said,
it was so nonchalant, yo.
He said, oh God, I ain't had to kill somebody since 03. I said, oh my God. This man went 20 years without killing somebody, and now he's back in the game. He's like, God dang it, I didn't want to do this, but here we are, back in the lab again. Right.
Oh my gosh. I know. So before you come back to them, we got to go over to, like, Maurice is selling all his nice clothes, all his what was it, the Dior or Gucci or something like that,
the scam fits. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, well, you don't gotta do that, girl. He finna go to jail. Like,
right. He actually needs to get rid of all the evidence.
He needs to get rid of all of that. And so they kind of, like, talk a little bit about their past, and she just kind of opens up and tell him, like he was the highlight of her work day. And he was like, oh, well, you weren't trying to give me no place. She's like, well, I had a boyfriend at the time, and you were just, what she said, you were throwing dick around. And
yeah. All willy-nilly.
But she said that he was the only person she could be herself with. And she tells him, like, oh, like, you're a good man. And you could tell this, like, this is real coming from Shauna, but you could tell, like, for him, he's like, damn, like, you could tell it was, like, sinking into him, like, she for real, like, fucks with him or whatever.
Yeah. And I think that's the kind of energy that Duke is telling her to have, right? Like, don't let him out of your sight. So you saying, you a good man, Maurice, that's the kind of thing that might make this man reconsider throwing you under the bus.
Exactly.
You
know,
you really having a strong connection with him is what might save your ass if he has to choose himself or his family over you. Maybe he hesitates because y'all actually have a real connection. You know, we get to see that, obviously, but I don't think this was a bad interaction from her at all. I just really hope that, like you said, she needs to stand up. Like, at some point, Shauna, you gotta open your eyes and, like you end up with your head. This is a fed crime. You know, this might be some dirty, you know, stuff going on here, and you too busy trying to play house. Like, oh, I really like you. Like, yeah, cool, but also watch your back.
Exactly. But again, they are playing house. Maurice and Shauna, they're having fun, they're eating, they're talking, and Stanley just walks in yelling for, like, no reason. Like, this, get this. I never hate the actor that played East's brother in my life more than I hate him right now. Like, ugh. But you know, he's yelling, saying, like, oh, you in here dancing with a girl who, you know, she's not family, and they're talking, like, French. And Maurice is like, no, it's fine. She, like, fucks with me. And he's like, nah. And I'm just like, Stanley, why are you mad? Again, it's like, it's definitely this, like, divide and conquer stuff. And Maurice is like, mm-hmm. why should I be afraid of what she says? Maybe I should be afraid of you. And then he quotes back to him what he overheard him saying to their other cousin. So it's like, Stanley is clearly trying to watch out for himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's trying to watch out for himself, because if he can drive a wedge between the two of them, then hopefully, you know, he won't get them to do what I've been saying they should be doing since episode one, the two of them, because if the feds ain't, it's just going to let them out here all willy-nilly to get their stories straight. They need to get their stories straight and pointed at him, you know?
Right. And he's been trying to get them to point at her, you know? So there's a reason to believe that maybe Stanley is behind all of this, is the reason why they're in trouble, and that he wants Shauna to take the fall so he can get away with whatever snitching that he done. But, you know, in this moment, he's telling Maurice, like, you know, when she flip on you, I don't want to hear shit, basically, because she is the problem. But I'm thinking, Stanley, you probably the problem. It's definitely you, and you're just using this as a smokescreen so you don't get in trouble. But right when I think, okay, cool, we got Shauna and Maurice on the same page, Stanley leaving out the door. I mean, just such a hoe. I mean, he just literally and I bet he didn't tell you that he was recording y'all your conversations. Now, did he? Bye. Off into the distance. I was like, wow, you hoe.
That was some whole ass shit.
Some whole shit. Oh my God. What's wrong
with you? Oh my gosh. Yes. And Shauna's in there, mouth agape, like, what? And Maurice is like, you know, trying to apologize, but Shauna goes back to Mia's house, and they just have a what was that, like a waiting to exhale moment. They like on the couch, like huddled together, like hugging each other. Like, what are we gonna do now? Like, it, that was sad. This was a sad episode, honestly, because it just highlights like their fall, like where they were to where they are now.
Yeah, and I mean, we talk about Mia being in that waiting to exhale moment, but she had a bad day too, because Lamont came to pick up Melissa, and he gives her the meanest side eye when she tries to jump in on the conversation. She's like, oh, hey, we playing games? And he kind of like, ha, 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 he, hee, hell. You know, like, it very much the cold shoulder for his baby mama. Yeah, and she's like, you know, I'm going out with my mom, but, you know, she be sometimes in. He's like, yeah, you too. Like, you be like that as well. And I'm thinking,
so does he know? Like,
or he knows she was playing to the left.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Oh, babe, I want you to come out to L.A. You really need to come out and hang out with me. 3 days later, it's white people here. Oh, my God. They only gave us three room keys. Maybe you shouldn't come. Like, bro, that's fake. Because he, like, that moving to heaven and earth. And like, he, like, I got to find a babysitter. I got to also clean up shit here. Like, she convinced him to fly to L.A. He booked the ticket, you know? Mm-hmm. And now when she about to come, I mean, when he about to make that trip, she... I mean, you ain't gotta come, you know. So he can tell she on today, off tomorrow. She hot and cold, you know. Even when what was it, season one, when they reconnected, and it felt like they were gonna give this thing a real shot, co-parenting, but also dating. And then next thing you know, she was leaving him for Cash, who she's now has left for Courtney Luke, you know, who he basically tried to put her on, you know, tried to get put on with too. So he can just sense that the vibe is off. And so he's giving her nothing. He walks out without even saying goodbye. So now, yeah, her and Shauna are both kind of like feeling bad for themselves, but with good reason. They're not in a good place right now.
Yeah, exactly. And that isn't even the worst part of the
episode. Nope, not the worst part.
Because the episode ends with Duke and her uncle rolling up on the block where that rival pimp is. And Duke is still like kind of hurt. Her the missing tooth is still missing. And
she gotta get a goal or something. I'm sorry. Like, you can't.
I can't look at that the rest of the season.
Can't do it.
And so Uncle, she's like, yeah, try and talk to him or whatever. Uncle gets out, has the burner in his, you know, in the back. And after the rival pimp talks to one of his hoes. He goes, he knocks on the door of the car, and then they come out, they dapping up. So Duke is in her car just watching all this happen as her uncle is talking to the guy in it. And she's like, oh, yeah, see, they talking it out because it seems very civil from where is that? Yeah. And all of a sudden, her uncle just starts unleashing on old dude. I was like, oh, uncle still got – it was so funny because he's so stiff and he's so old, but he was throwing them haymakers.
Give it to him. Yeah.
Yeah. At the guy in the car.
Mika Maka, Mika Maka.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, okay. Well, maybe that's it. But the camera goes to Duke's face and we just hear pow, pow. And we see those muzzle flashes. Unk rolls back into the car, just like, all right. Like,
got your block back.
You got your block back. And Duke is just sitting there like, just speechless, and it ends like that. And again, I'm just watching Duke's life flash between her eyes. Like, this cannot be what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, this episode.
It's kind of good though. This is a good show, right? Because now
it is a great show.
I'm like, okay, Uncle has been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. I have to assume he's not going to get in trouble for this. You know, yeah. Like, he ain't killed somebody since 03.
It was a very specific gun he used.
Very specific death. Mm-hmm. I have to assume this is not going to come back on Duke. But now Duke has an opportunity. Because she now has the rival pimp off the block. So
he gone.
There are holes to be wrangled. And there, you got your own, you got more territory, you got a big threat out of the way, potentially some street cred comes with that because you are not to be trifled with, because this is what mm-hmm. happens when you are trifled with. The Duke could take this pimping and take it to the next level. Look, RIP to the other pimp. You know, I don't know mm-hmm. him like that, but you know, sorry for your loss.
He had at least like two other dudes with him the first time. Like, are they just gonna take this line down?
I think so. I think unless they know they're gonna be next up, I think you kind of have to take that as, you know what, I'm not gonna get into this. You know, it's kind of one of those moments like mm-hmm. you could get into this fight, but you could be next. And so mm-hmm. maybe, just maybe, Chastity has the potential to be running the block and running multiple blocks. Maybe pimping might be the way out for her. I mean, I highly doubt it, but it gives us something else to think about moving forward as we go into the final two episodes of the season.
Yeah. I cannot believe this is where we're at. Like, when we made our predictions for the season like three episodes ago, this is not where I thought we'd be.
No, we thought record deal on the way, but then Shauna goes to jail and that slows mm-hmm. everything down and we have season three. Well, they didn't even make it that far. They already back in the trenches.
They're already back in the trenches. Oh my god. Shauna
still might go to jail.
So two more episodes of Rap Shit. We will be here covering all of those. If you want more of this content, you know, Post Show Recaps has a Patreon. You can help support our work by signing up. And tell them that we got y'all crew sent you. Sign up at any level. Let them know we sent you. If you want more Rap Shit, you want more of the other black girl, you want more of the changeling, you know, sign up. It goes a long way. You can go to patreon.com/postshowrecaps to support PSR and podcasters like us. You can also find me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like the number two, where I'll post any podcasts I'm on or, you know, whatnot. But also you can find me every Tuesday on RHAP, True Crime Tuesdays with Sarah Carradine on the Crime Scene Podcast, where we break down true crime documentaries, docuseries, properties, and we rate them and tell you if you should watch them as well. You can go to robhaswebsite.com/crimefeed in order to subscribe there. Chappelle, where can the people find you?
Follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show, CHAPPELS_SHOW. And I will tweet out the links to all the podcasts that I am doing and much more.
Yeah. And of course, again, go and subscribe to us by going to postshowrecaps.com/connect. You know, subscribe, rate, review, do anything to bump us up so like everybody can see us. We're on Apple and Spotify. You can look for the Connect on Post Show Recaps wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, make sure you protect your block and we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.